Jack and Jules here for your Power Brekkie. Happy Friday to you.
One of our favourite friends of the show joins us right now, Georgie Coghlan. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, J&J. Well, I'm great because it's Friday. Always great to get to a Friday.
Yes.
And this weather is, can I say, very Ballarat-like.
Yes. Yes,
fabulous.
It is. We have had the longest string of nice weather days I think we have had in years in Ballarat. I've been loving it.
It's just divine. I don't know whether you guys, knowing what you do, you mightn't have seen it because you're always up early, but this morning sunrise was so magnificent. It was pinks and oranges, and I think with everything going on in the world at the moment and feeling quite overwhelming and disheartening and, we're having one of those moments in the world where we look at each other and we have to somehow get up and look at ourselves and be grateful and find the joy in something. Mm. I think for me, the sunrise this morning, I sort of got up and thought about the Ukrainian people, thought about all the people with floods, and you're just grateful to live here.
Oh, I said the same thing to Jack this morning. I said, look at those wispy pink clouds over there. They're delightful. Of course, took a couple of Instagram pics and posted them up. I just absolutely love it. Now, George, you're on postcards this weekend because the thing is, we all love Ballarat and we brag about it all the time, but we often forget about some of the cool, wonderful things and cafes around in the surrounding areas. Now, you're on postcards to shine a light on Buninyong this weekend.
Beautiful Buninyong. I mean, I'm very biased because I just think it's the most gorgeous little village. But yeah, the guys from Postcards contacted me and said, would you like to be a guest host? Because we'd love to showcase your hometown, Ballarat, but specifically zone in on Buninyong. And I was like, of course. Oh, my God, that'd be fantastic. It's such a great show for exposing, you know, all of the treats of Victoria. So we had so much fun a couple of weeks ago. We got the camera crew and we were filming in Buninyong and I got to interview gorgeous Di from The Shared Table. If you haven't experienced The Shared Table, the restaurant in Buninyong, it's just exquisite. She's set such a high bar for Buninyong and there's people that come from Melbourne to come and experience her beautiful food. And she's just got the most wonderful ethos about her food as well. She doesn't waste anything. So every single part of the animal or the plant is used. And what I love the most is when we were filming, guys, like, she had all this rhubarb and these sort of beautiful produce up on her bench. And I said, oh, did you get that from, you know, the shop this morning? She said, no, everyone brings that in. That's the excess food that people grow. She's got a lady that brings in this beautiful rhubarb, people that bring in mushrooms. So it's this gorgeous sort of connection to the community as well. So she uses all of that produce that the people give to her in her cooking.
I love it.
And even her dining room, everything has been handmade by local artists and craftsmen and craftswomen. She didn't want to order her chairs from overseas. She wanted to support the local builders here. So that was fantastic. Then we went out to, have you done the Sunflower Farm?
We haven't done the Sunflower Farm yet.
Now, this is, I was embarrassed to say, I've lived in Ballarat for more than 10 years now. Never been to the Sunflower Farm.
Yeah.
And so I said to Molly Rose, I picked her up after school. I said, we're going to the Sunflower Farm as part of the filming. And it's just joyous. It is such a beautiful thing to do.
Yeah.
And can I, maybe this weekend, I know it's going to air on Sunday night, Postcards. But do you know what? Go this afternoon. Go tomorrow. And it is just, it's so beautiful. I cannot, you just feel happy.
Yeah.
I think with everything going on in the world, you stroll around in a field of sunflowers and connect to Mother Nature. The kids can run around. They can grab a soft drink.
Sounds like a movie.
Some home. It's the best.
Yeah.
It is just gorgeous.
It
and then we did
majestic.
a little hike up Mount Buninyong. So we've done sort of this beautiful showcase of what, you know, an area that I absolutely love and I'm really proud of. And I think people will really enjoy it and hopefully it'll encourage people to jump in the car and have a road trip to Ballarat.
I love that.
Now, I'm new to the region to explore. I've been to the Tower. I haven't actually been to the town centre of Buninyong yet. Where would a go-to spot from your book be? Where should I go?
Oh, Jack, so are you a coffee drinker?
I like the hot chocolates more than the coffees.
Great, okay. Good to know.
Still.
So I'd go to Maggie and Kate for a hot chocolate with Grounded Pleasures marshmallows on top.
Oh, yes.
Also, Jack, are you a bit of a fan of a bit of cheeky pastry? Or how are you with...
I'll eat anything except olives. Anything.
Well, they have the best sausage rolls in town. And they also have, if you're vegetarian, the best spinach and ricotta rolls. And I don't know what Katrine does with her pastry there, because everything is made on site at Maggie and Kate. And she does something pretty magical with her pastry and her little black sesame seeds, but I highly recommend that to start the day.
Sold. Done.
Being a New Zealander, Jack, are you like a cheeky bike ride?
I do love a good bike ride. Yes, I actually just got a bike about 2 weeks ago.
So we have probably like an awesome bike store, Dynamite, in the main town now. It's sort of like a bit of a hub now, and they sell, they're sort of serious, serious mountain bikers. They go over to, you know, outside of pandemic, they go over to Spain and they bike ride everywhere. So we've got this incredible bike shop in the middle of town, because Buninyong, given that we are the home of the national championships for road cycling, it's the most wonderful place to ride.
Yes.
You can do the big, my husband Simon does the big ride up Mount Buninyong, but you don't have to do that. You can just ride anywhere around our beautiful little village. And other than that, what I would do is grab a picnic lunch, Jack, so you might grab your food from Maggie and Kate and go to the beautiful Buninyong Gardens. They are just stunning. They're about to undergo a bit of a redevelopment through the council. And they were designed by the same man who designed the Melbourne Botanic Garden.
Really?
Lucky to have inherited this beautiful, beautiful little oasis. And they're just going to get better and better because council are investing more money there. And that's, like, honestly, this weekend or this afternoon, it is the perfect spot just to go and chill and have a picnic.
You've sold it, I think.
Love it.
That's us.
That is wonderful.
That sounds great.
Look, Georgie, you have given us a great snapshot of what we're going to see on postcards this weekend. It's on Sunday, 5:30 p.m. on Channel 9. We can't wait to see it. And, of course, when you are in town, swing by Lola and grab yourself a coffee.
You are legends. Thank you so much, guys. Happy Friday and have a wonderful weekend.